And it's 9:05. I'm Ryan Bonner. That was Paul Tobey you just heard there. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online. Great website, businessprosmarketing.com. And you can call him anytime at 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. And our phone lines are open now if you have any questions. We have a lot to get into this hour about digital marketing. Our number here is 416-870-6400. We're just talking off air. Given what happened this previous week, too bad we can't talk politics. And hey, you can say when it comes to the political game, Paul, a lot of that has to do with marketing yourself as a politician, right? Online,
it's 100% marketing. Yeah. Well, first of all, hey, thanks everyone for showing up this morning. I appreciate your time. Whatever you're doing, in the next hour, we like to share things that get results. Mm-hmm. So, and again, if you're talking about the election, we might have a lot of opinions about that, but neither of us has ever run for president. And neither of us has ever been president. So our opinions really in the whole thing doesn't matter. But what I can say for certain is that what happened in America was as a direct result of what happened in the online world. Mm-hmm. Because if you ever paid attention at all to what was happening on Twitter versus CNN, you'd think that you were living on two different planets. And many people were surprised with the outcome of the election. And most of those people, the reason why they were surprised is because they got their sole source of information from CNN. I found it very interesting that during the election, if you were talking about the debates, the only pre-debate coverage that we saw in Canada was CNN. Every major network held them, including Fox, which is also another alternate universe. But we never got to see that. So if you got your sole source of information from the mainstream media, no wonder you were surprised with the outcome. But I personally wasn't surprised at all because I was paying attention to what was happening on the ground. So if you went to if you listened to Twitter and you heard them talk about the rallies and the amount of them that they did and the tens of thousands of people that showed up versus mainstream media that would show a few hundred people. Well, they wouldn't even show that. They'd just show her on stage, and that was all that would be.
They wouldn't pan around.
You couldn't pan around because there was nothing to see. So anybody that was surprised by that, I think, really doesn't understand the world, the online world, as well as they could. And this is really what we're talking about today. We're talking about digital marketing.
Yeah.
The one thing that everyone has access to 100% of their waking hours. How does your business appear in that world? How can you tap into that world? And that's what we do as a company. We try to help people sort of infiltrate people's daily lives, either through social media or through paid advertising, drive them to a landing zone, all the things that we've been talking about over the last several weeks. So again, sometimes it's funny, we get businesses, and these are established businesses. I'm talking about, you know, people with 140,000 square feet of manufacturing space. I mean, that's a legitimate business. And you look at what they how they handled their online world, and it's remarkable after we do what we do in a very short period of time, and then the outcomes that we get, such as, you know, quick search engine placement, or we start building leads immediately, it's these companies, they kind of open their eyes and go, I had no idea this actually existed. And how can I tap into that?
And it's very important. Nowadays, you do have to kind of expand your focus. And, you know, as you were drawn into the election, you can't just focus on the TV side. There is a greater world out there, digitally speaking, that you need to tap into if you want to stay relevant, you want to increase your business, and, gain attention out
there. Well, I strongly believe, Ryan, that the tie-in for today's show is if you're used to looking at screens and you're used to listening to people talk or watching your favorite show, the reality is that screen you carry with you 100% of the time. Everybody has a smartphone. So how does your business utilize that screen in a very pragmatic, systematic, step-by-step formula to create more business? And we've learned how to do that. So today we're really going to be focusing on what one of the callers started last week. Is video relevant? Will it help my business? Can I get more business if I just tackle some video things? And if I did that, where would I do it? How much would I spend? How long should it take? And what's the whole purpose of it? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because video in today's world is super relevant because it's everywhere. You get people used to watch one screen. Now they have one screen on and they go to another screen, which is iPad. And then they grab their phone and that's another screen. And I've got, you know, sometimes a wristwatch, there's another screen. So it's like screen to screen to screen.
Oh, yeah.
And video has become super important, but only, and this is really, really important, for a business, there are very specific uses for video, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Beautiful. There's a lot to discuss on this list when it comes to videos. If you have any questions yourself, please feel free to call them. We're live here. It's 9-11 on Talk Radio AM 640 on a Sunday. We're 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. Of course, you can call Paul anytime. He's 416-444-7767, businessprosmarketing.com. We'll be back in a moment here. Talk Radio, AM 640.
My question is regarding video and advertising. I noticed that, you know, you'll click on websites, you know, particularly on YouTube, you'll see videos of large companies. Paul, what have you been seeing with regards to small and mid-sized companies utilizing video advertising?
It is 9:14 and we're here live, and it is the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner with you. So is Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. That was Kevin. So, Kevin, if you're listening, this show is basically dedicated to you. That call was from last Sunday, and Kevin was plainly asking, videos, how important are they? Do they work? You know, what businesses do they work well for online? And we can branch off and discuss, you know, how long a video should be. Paul, I've been, you know, you watch things online and you get a quick, say YouTube, you get a quick, they're as short as 5 seconds now before your video plays. And it's amazing how high, you know, high end the production values are in some of these videos. But it seems like everybody has a video out there now. How important are they with your average business?
You can't live without them.
Yeah. Just that simple.
People like to be entertained. If you can make someone laugh, think, or cry, then you've created stick, because people pay attention to the things that they emotionally get involved with. And statistical information or white paper jargon doesn't make any sense to most people. They want to feel something. And again, if you can make them laugh, think, or cry in a very short period of time, you've created an emotional subconscious moment for them. And they filter that. They filter that based on past experience. They filter it based on current events. And they filter it based on, well, what? How should I react to that? How should I make it take an action? I'd really like to talk about the different places for video. Okay, so first of all, as a blanket statement, if you're thinking about doing video marketing, whether you should do it or not, the answer is 100% yes.
Yes.
But don't do it as if you're just using your cell phone to shoot yourself against a gray wall.
Do you remember Stéphane Dion years ago, the Canadian politician? He shot this horrible video in front of a bookcase. We think it was cell phone quality. I can't remember what he was saying. The message didn't even stick in our heads. But you looked at that and you went, really? That's the best you could do? So you don't want to take that approach.
People pay a lot of money to go to the movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's cost $25 now for a movie ticket at the VIP theater, and then it's like $17,000 for a beer and a bucket of popcorn. But people understand the difference between quality and no quality. Mm. And if they see that you made no effort, they're going to think, well, your company is just not quality.
Well, and if this is the effort they're putting into it, yeah. What about other areas of their business? Are they putting that same effort into that?
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? In our company, if you want to see this, by the way, you can go to our website, and when you hit the Inside Advantage, and we really should talk about that at some point, right? Because I still have a few seats left for that. But if you go to that page, you can see right on that page, on the Inside Advantage page, the quality that my company, and we're not a big company, we're strong and we're mighty, and I believe we're ultimately powerful and very different in the marketplace. But when we tackle video, I built a whole live stream facility, which is HD. It's like a television studio. And I built that for my company, and it cost a lot of money because I didn't want people having the perception that if we're going to talk about video, you've got to have some experience. You've got to know what you're doing. And when we put out a video product, it's bookend branded up on the front, on the back. There's calls to action. There's context. In other words, how does the video unfold? There's timing. And so there's a lot of information here. But overall, just keep in mind, if you're going to tackle video and you don't know anything about video, come to us or go to another professional, because that's what we do. Almost every client that we get, actually, we create a video for them. It's amazing. Like, we had, you know, some guy built the most expensive fishing reel on planet Earth called Bear Float Reels, and we made his video where he's showing people how to clean this reel, because it's a life, you know, you pass it on to your kid and they pass it on to their kids. But you got to know how to clean it, right? So he's taking it apart and we're doing close-ups, and there's, you know, streams and rivers in the background on the video wall. And it's just really, really well done. If you want to see it, you can go to bearfloatreels.com. But, you know, for our clients, they demand that kind of quality. And so you really want to make sure that you're making the effort. So that's the overall picture.
And I think some people think that, you know, depending on their business, they think there isn't possibly a way that we can make a video about my business to try to gain attention and attract new customers.
Yeah,
we couldn't make anything interesting for them to watch.
You shouldn't make a video about your business. That's a mistake. Don't make a video about your business. Make a metaphor about what your business can do. Now, okay, so let's get into it, okay? Let's get into the very specific applications, because there's several places. There's video on social media.
Mm-hmm.
There's video on your website. And then you might run a YouTube channel as well, where people can see a group of videos together. And of course, it's different for every business. If you're teaching people how to lose weight, or you're doing gym aerobics, versus a company that sells widgets, those are obviously two different things. In order to make it interesting, you have to think about metaphor, make them laugh, think, or cry in a very short period of time. For example, we had a client, a financial client, and they have a very different way of helping people bank their money. It's called infinite banking concept. I'm not going to get into it. It's very different. It's certainly not traditional banking.
Yeah.
But if you start in a very short period of time, you're going to understand that you become your own bank.
Mm-hmm.
So how does one make a video about that? Well, what you do is you talk about what traditional banks typically do. So I made this video, and it had a tremendous impact on Facebook. It was 5 seconds long.
That's it.
Five seconds. And I bought Facebook advertising, not just for everybody that visited their website. We could remarket to them, and we put pixels in their browser.
So you can track it all. And
it follows them around the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they see it a few times, because sometimes it takes a few shots at somebody for them to make a decision about clicking. This video was basically and I tied it to traditional banks. Now, it's a little, and I'm not, I don't want CIBC or Toronto Dominion to be calling me. Because it wasn't really a slight on them. It was how people feel sometimes about how the bank takes money out of their pocket.
The perception, yeah.
Right? The perception. So the video was basically this. The shot was from inside a car, looking out through an open window, and on the front seat was a lady's purse. And in 5 seconds, I showed this guy walking by the car, putting his arm in, grabbing the purse, and walking away. And the caption below that, and of course, people don't hear on Facebook, right? They often just see the video, right?
Yeah,
so there's
sounds
no real
off
sound.
And, yeah.
So you've got to put captions. And the caption basically said, "Is your bank like this guy?"
I can understand why banks might not be pleased with that video after that depiction, but...
But think about that. From a metaphorical standpoint of view, somebody's going to look at that and they're going to think, oh, maybe I am paying too much in overdraft interest, or maybe my RRSPs aren't making as much as I thought they were, or maybe I'm paying too much bank fees. Like, who knows what they're thinking? But the reality
is... It's got to make you think, though.
It's got to make you think really, really quickly. So the social media thing must be instantaneous. You don't have 3 minutes to make your case on Facebook. If it's politics, sure, take all the time you want. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about creating stick and traffic for businesses.
And we're talking about your business here. It's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. If you have any questions about them, we're looking at videos this hour, but if you have any questions at all about your digital marketing approach, something isn't firing off correctly for you, you feel like you should be doing more, give them a call here. It's 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. Maybe you want them to, you know, suggest a few video ideas for you. And we're not talking again about using your cell phone to shoot something quickly. You know, it's got to have a little class. I think you can say that. Some quality production values involved there. You can also call Paul, 416-444-7767. We're back in a moment on the Business Bros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. That's right. It's 926. Call now. I'm a gentle soul. So is Paul. Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And basically, just saying in the break there, you know, there's a difference between guessing and knowing. And you may be doing a lot of guessing out there when it comes to your marketing strategy. You know, we're talking online, website, Facebook, social media. You may be, you know, guessing, taking shots in the dark. But Paul's a guy, he kind of knows what to do. This is something he's been doing for a while successfully. Over the last number of shows, he's run through some of the businesses that he's helped. Fishing reels to bin, you know, the waste bins, that sort of thing. Businesses that you would think couldn't possibly gain an advantage via the online approach, but you can. And we're talking a lot about videos this morning. If you have any questions about making a video, what goes into making a video for a website or your social media streams, now is the time to call us. And the website is businessprosmarketing.com. And Paul, I was asking you in the break there about, you were mentioning making, say, a 5-second video for Facebook. You can't then take that 5-second video and just throw it onto your website or into a YouTube channel. You kind of have to tailor different videos for different, you know, medias, right?
Well, you could do that. You could do that, but they're all, they've already seen it. Why would you do it again on your website? So if they click the video on social media and they come to your site, then you got to tell a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, if you're going to tackle video on social media, make it metaphor. Make it super interesting, laugh, think, or cry in a very short period of time. Like the explanation I did of the guy reaching into the car and pulling up the purse.
Make people angry in that case.
Yeah, make people angry, right. Well, it certainly makes them think.
Yeah.
Your website, though, if they click through to the website, and again, the reason why we say we get results is because metrics don't lie. You know how much traffic you get. You know how long they stay on the page. You know if they watched the video or if they didn't. You know if they clicked the button. You know if they opted in. I mean, that's what I love about digital marketing. You spend $30,000 on a print ad. You have no idea who saw it, how many people saw it. There's nothing to click on. I mean, there's nothing.
You can't add a pixel
but
to the readers.
Digital media,
yeah.
Everything they do, every action they take is trackable. So we know what works and what doesn't. And in our experience, if you can get your message off within a few seconds on social media, it's going to work far better than drawn out minute, 2 minutes. If they come to the website, now you got a bit more time. There is... I say about a minute. You got about a minute to state your case.
That's
and again,
it.
There's a context for that. And one of the first things that we do in any video that we make is the most engaging thing you could do other than laying out your video in a visually exciting way is ask a question. So the first thing we do is somebody pops into the video and then you say something like this. Are you having trouble with your this, this, or this? Or have you ever thought about doing something like this? Instead of just giving them information, we'll pop questions to kind of hook the mind. If you look at a question mark and you put your finger up in the air and you draw a question mark, a question hooks, right? That's the hook of the question. A question hooks the mind and emphasizes it, right? So the subconscious gets drawn in immediately. So that's what we do with video. And on a website, a video, you've got about a minute and you ask the question, throw out the big problem, tell them how you're going to solve the problem, give them some bullet points on how you're going to solve it, but make sure that you do it in under a minute and then make a call to action.
Well, speaking of questions here, let's sneak in a few here with Paul. Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and we say good morning to Rob. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you this morning?
No, not too bad. What's your question here for Paul?
I have a question. My partner and I are in business, and we're trying to talk about how we can get a website put together and how much would cost me a month to run a website.
What kind of business are you in, Rob?
I'm in the pest control business.
Oh, I love you guys. Not because you deal with pests, but because it's a legitimate business. It's not a fly-by-night outfit. You've probably been doing it for a while, and essentially you help enough people get what they want. You can have whatever you want, and your business will grow. We have lots of businesses like yours, service companies who do landscaping, lawyers, financial people. We have people that rent bins, like you say, and event rental companies. So you're in that group of people. So the question was, how much is it going to cost me? The answer on a monthly basis, for us, we usually require companies to have some type of automated CRM. We always recommend Infusionsoft because it does a really good job of mopping up leads that you don't possibly have time for. Because there's a lot of leads that'll come in and you don't want to waste a lot of time explaining to people on the phone how pest control works. You have sequences for that, and you have, and people can book their own appointments, and there's a lot of reasons why to do it. So your monthly cost for the website and Infusionsoft, I always tell people somewhere between $250 and $300 a month. The upfront cost for us, if you were to work with us, and we're very different in this area, your upfront cost would be, we usually take a couple of days to put the whole project together. Me and my 9 people sit with you and your people in a room, our room actually, for a couple of days. We build until we drop, and the entire project gets done in a couple of days. We have standardized pricing for that, but the government pays the bill. So that's a very interesting thing. So your upfront cost for us, if the project were, say, around $30,000, your exposure would only be 5 or 6. Does that make sense?
Wow.
So you're looking at about $5,000 and then about $300 a month. So you amortize that, though. Think about this. And then I always like, Rob, I always like to think about the end result, right? How much more business could that create for me? Well, I'm going to give you an example. One of your compatriots in the service business is an event rental company. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for a long time. Their sales had been stagnant for a long time. We implemented our strategies over a 2-day period, just like I told you. And then over the next 14 months, they pay this, you know, low monthly fee to kind of maintain it and pay their Infusionsoft or whatever. But in 14 months, they made $1.5 million as a direct result of our digital marketing.
Jeez. And thanks for the call there, Rob. And if you wanted to get in touch and discuss with Paul further, 416-444-PROS at 7767. As you pointed out, the government will, as part of government grants, will cover off a whole chunk of that.
In Ontario, it's up to 83.3%, I think it is. Crazy. Yeah.
And that's through, like, training?
It helps us train the company on how to use what we built. It helps us build it.
So when people hear that and they go, whoa, 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 that's a lot of money, a lot of that isn't even really coming out of your pocket.
Yeah, and it's not a tax credit. You get the money back in the form of a rebate within 30 days.
Well, take a quick break here. If you have any other questions, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Sarah has a question. We'll get to her next, Paul, about videos and the business she works in. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. Hold on. It's live here, 9:37 Sunday morning on Talk Radio, AM 640. Ryan Bonner with you here. And you can call Paul. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can call him anytime, 416-444-7767. But we are taking your calls here. We just spoke to Rob, and I don't know if his comments there in the background as you were talking to him, Paul, about, you know, getting the website up and running and monthly costs. Yeah, I think he was saying, oh, wow. I don't know if that was like, oh, wow, that's a lot, or, oh, wow, that sounds pretty good. You were mentioning, like, you know, I think $300 or so a month to kind of keep things running. But if you're getting leads work, you know, if you're generating leads with that website, you're going to have that covered off pretty darn quickly. I mean, it's worth it.
Well, you're amortizing a small amount of money over a long period of time. I just want to make one clarification. I said rebate. It's actually a refund. So the difference in words is very important, and I don't want to get myself into any sort of trouble here, but, you know, the government, for us, this particular grant will refund them up to 82.3% in Ontario within 30 days. So I just wanted to make that little clarification. So having that in our back pocket and allowing us to fund businesses to stimulate the economy, to train them on advanced digital marketing practices and really help their companies create revenue. I always say to people, we're not an actual marketing company, but we solve people's revenue problems. We do it through digital marketing, which is the mechanism, But what we actually do is we help people adopt these mission-critical digital marketing systems. But for what? To grow their business, to bring in more customers, to generate revenue, to create measurable and meaningful key performance indicators and results, and ultimately cash flow. Because, you know, in business, cash flow is king.
It is king. Sarah has left us. She slipped away into the ether. She had called in, Paul, and she was she worked in real estate, and she was asking, I guess, basically, one, do videos work for somebody who's running kind of a real estate empire? And two, what kind of video, I think she wanted to ask, what kind of video works for the real estate side of things? I mean, you want to gain attention and attract customers.
Right. Well, there's traditional ways of doing video for the real estate market. You mm-hmm. walk through the house and you take some pictures and you do a virtual tour.
Yeah.
There's that. I recently sold, should I say this? I'm not sure if I should.
I don't know.
That.
Let's do it anyway. We'll beg forgiveness later.
You know, I always shy away from doing stuff like this because I don't really know what people's perception is of uh-huh. me. And, you know, my financial situation 10 years ago versus the way it is today is two very different things. And I don't want people thinking, oh, you know, anyway, so I recently sold...
I'm intrigued. I think everybody wants to hear it now.
I recently sold a motor yacht.
Okay.
And again, I mean, as soon as you say that, it was like, oh my God, give me a break, you know, whatever. But the reality of the situation is it usually takes, and you think about a house sale, well, mm-hmm. a yacht is a very different thing. Very small market, not
very
a lot
niche,
of people,
yeah.
very niche. And... it usually takes about a year mm-hmm. to do that,
jeez.
To actually sell one, because you want to find the right buyer, you want to get the right deal. It takes some while. We sold ours in 3 days. And how did we do that? Well, we did it with video. And we did. And so if you're going to think about video, especially for real estate, and that is real estate, if you think mm-hmm. about it, it's
yeah.
real estate. It's like a moving cottage.
Floating
right?
real estate, yeah.
Floating cottage. If you, and the video that we made was different than any other video that had ever been made for selling a product like that. There was never a video. And it was so funny when we did it and we sold the boat in 3 days. The guy that actually helped us produce it, and it didn't cost us very much money at all. I think it was $300 or $400.
That's it?
Yeah, $300 or $400.
I thought you were going to add a couple zeros on
no,
it.
No, no. It's like we just kind of made this thing. And I told him, I said, look, this thing works. We're going to send you a ton of business. And he did. He got a ton of business. In fact, in my row at the club, there was four people lined up for him to do this video. Same video as mine. And they weren't even selling. They just wanted it to have it. Because he had a drone and we went through and we kind of orchestrated the whole thing. And so the metaphor here for real estate people is if you're going to do a video and it's not different, why would I even, you know, it's not interesting.
You got to cut through all that noise.
It's got to be exciting. So and it doesn't really matter what it is. You could think, well, I'm going to make my video better than everyone else. That's not possible. But what you can do is you can make your video different, because different is better than better.
Well, let's take a break here, Paul. We got a few more calls waiting for us on the other side. 416-870-6400, *640 on sale. I will say my family, we sold our apple orchard, Devon's Orchards, just north of the city a couple of years ago. It took us a whole year because it was that niche sale. I don't think we ever used a video. So we're kicking ourselves. We could have had that done in 3 days, like you said.
Quite possibly.
Should we talked to you before. But you can talk to Paul now. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Again, we're taking calls, 416-870-6400. Online, though, check him out, businessprosmarketing.com. Back in a moment here, Talk Radio, AM 640. And I'm Ryan. I'm here with you. We're live, 945. We're going to get to Asante's call in a second here. But Paul, businessprosmarketing.com. Paul, you wanted to say something about the grant again from the government.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one thing very clear. The grant is actually a training grant, which is a really good thing. It allows us to kind of build a project and help somebody understand how a project is put together.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why it's a training grant is because they're there with us. They're helping us construct it. They're helping us build, because nobody knows their business better than they do. All our job is to figure out what the company's inside advantage is, what makes them different and uncommon in the marketplace. And a lot of times companies don't know that. So we actually have this very systematic way of dragging that information out of the client in a very short period of time, usually a couple of hours. And we come up with a couple of who statements and what statements, and it's we call that their inside advantage. And the reason why that is being funded is because they're learning what how to put that together. They're learning how to interact with their digital properties. And that's why it qualifies for the grant. So even though we're really sort of putting it together and helping them build it, it's mostly about the training and how a company, because a lot of companies, they're in the dark. Yeah. They hire some digital marketing company. It takes them, I had a lady the other day, took 2 years to build their website and $120,000. And quite frankly, I wouldn't have kept much of it if I was going to overhaul it.
No,
because
so
it was just... It just, to me, it didn't make any sense. In fact, I was on their homepage for a good 30 seconds, and I didn't even understand what they did.
Oh, come on.
So you can't do stuff like that. And it might look beautiful, but $120,000 later and it's not creating business, that's not a good plan.
So. I wouldn't think so. Well, 416-870-6400, *640 on sale. Let's talk about plans here. Asante's called in. Brampton, how are you doing? What's your question today, Asante?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting a multimedia website next month and thinking of launching it in about April or so after a crowdfunding campaign to raise some money to get that done. And it's going to be posting a lot of a whole bunch of video, a lot of images, and there's going to be a blog section to it as well. And I want to eventually make it as expansive as, say, like a Marvel.com website. And I was wondering how much... you know, what it costs to run a site like that on a regular basis, like if it gets to that stage.
What does the site do, Asante?
Well, as I said, it's going to be a multimedia website that promotes basically fantasy, sci-fi, superhero images from an African perspective. And it's also going to be promoting creators who are creating like short films and anime and all kind of stuff that are within that genre.
And in your experience, what will be the revenue model? How do you make money from that?
I guess the only thing I can think of right now is this just ad revenue from based on the hits that we get and companies see, you know, how much people, you know, visit our site and then maybe that will, you know, maybe they want to invest in marketing on our website and pay for ad revenue through that. I don't know much about digital marketing, so that's why I'm calling in.
Then you've bitten off a huge project because this is, I've seen projects like this before and have been involved with many of them actually.
Yeah.
We personally run a membership site and we have a membership model that people pay monthly to learn our digital marketing practices and stuff like that. And then there's websites that just make money strictly from charging others to advertise on their site.
Right.
The biggest challenge you're going to find is how much traffic do you actually get? And in exchange for their ad revenue, what are they getting in return? So you're going to have to build in a tracking system, obviously,
right,
that can prove to them that the amount of money that they're spending is worthwhile. And they may take a risk initially, but after a couple months of metrics, if they see that they've been paying you, I don't know, $100 a month or $200 a month or whatever it is, and they didn't get any traffic from it, they're going to stop that pretty quickly. Because, again, digital marketing doesn't really lie. But the ultimate question is, how much is it going to cost you? And my response to that is less than the revenue that you'll make.
Okay.
It's really, really hard to guess at the cost. I mean, for us to build it, it would be, like I say, a couple of days of our time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're paying monthly for the new creation of videos. You're paying for articles. You're paying for the web development on an ongoing basis because you're really creating a property that's always fresh, current, and relevant. And that takes time. Do you have a group of people or are you on your own?
A group of people that I'm doing this with?
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of on my own, but I have two social media sites on both Facebook and Instagram. This is what's causing me to turn into a business because on my Instagram, I have almost 70,000 followers.
Wow.
And on Facebook, I have 50,000 followers.
Good for you. Are you following 70,000 people back or how did you get that? Is that organic?
Yeah, it's all organic.
Well, good for you. That's a really, really good start. It's not enough to run an ad revenue site, but it's a good start, and it's nice to know that you have a built-in audience. That's always a great place to start. Yeah. Here's what you're going to do. Like, this is a longer conversation than we have time for. Please give us a call at the office, and we'd be glad to set up a little bit of time to talk with you. Either online or by phone, or you can even come into the office, and we'll just discuss it, and we'll see if we can help you.
I appreciate the phone call, Asante. And the number for Paul, 416-444-PROS, that's 7767. And something like that, from what he's describing, you kind of have to come out running out of the gates.
He should attend the Inside Advantage Roundtable, actually.
And why don't we talk about that when we come back? If people want to know more about that, we can kind of give an insight as to what... it goes on at one of these Inside Advantage roundtables. Continental breakfast is provided. Now your interest is piqued here. We'll discuss that on the Business Pros Radio Hour. More with Paul Toby in a moment. Some great calls here today. Somebody who's running a pest control business, another person who wants to run a multimedia website, somebody in real estate. Man, it's amazing the businesses that Paul Toby has worked with, will work with, and is currently working with. BusinessProsMarketing.com. And Paul, you wanted to talk a bit about the Inside Advantage Roundtable. What's that all about?
And just to follow up with what you were saying, did you know this? 85% of the population of Canada either owns, manages, or works for a small business.
Really? That's how big the small business community is.
And it's really the driving force behind the Canadian economy.
Well, and that's why the government, some people may ask, well, why would the government provide a grant that would cover off most of the fees involved with getting the business started with you? Why would the government be interested in covering that for thousands of dollars? Because they would like to see these businesses succeed.
Right. And they like us. They like us because we not only help them understand and build the structure, but from a training perspective, how to use it. Mm-hmm. And that's really important because if you turn a blind eye to digital marketing, you just let some expert handle it, you don't know enough to know whether they're doing a good job or not. They can tell you they're doing a good job and you wouldn't know any different. So the reason why they like us is because we train people on what's relevant and how to help them understand it and look at their metrics and understand how to interact with the automated CRM.
So they're not taking a passive role in the whole thing.
Which is really what we show them in the Inside Advantage roundtable sessions. People come into the room, 12 of them at a time, and I have my video wall there. And we actually stream it live over the internet, and they can actually attend without even showing up.
I'm looking at you manipulate that wall here on your website, businessprosmarketing.com. You look pretty intense.
Well, I like to share real-world information, and what I do is I show them my clients. I just say, hey, here's what we did for this client. Take a look at the numbers. These numbers don't lie. You can't look at this and go, I don't really believe what my eyes are telling me. And it's remarkable to see people who have never been exposed to this before. Very often what I find is if you pay attention to what your people in your close circle of influence are saying, and they're not experts, you kind of tend to agree with what they say because we are the company we keep.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily make them experts. You're only an expert if you get results. And if you never go beyond your close circle of influence to somebody who's actually killing it in that industry, then you wouldn't know. And when people come into those roundtable sessions and I show them the numbers, they're like, can you do that for my business? And I'm like, well, your business is just like this business over here. Let's take a look at them. And your website is like this website. There are standards, in our case, high standards, but there are standards that go for every single website. Where should things be? What should they be clicking on? What does micro-commitment marketing mean? What does remarketing mean? And we really educate and teach people how to interact and understand the online world.
Well, I'm going to say you look a lot like John King on CNN with his magic board during the election results. That's what you look like here at the Inside Advantage Roundtable. Your hands everywhere. You're manipulating things on the screen. A lot of information. We got a lot out today on videos. Still more to talk about. So we will have you back again next Sunday. Why don't we do that?
Well, can we tell them where to go?
Sure.
To get their tickets and who's going to pay for them?
Let's do that. Go to businessprosmarketing.com and you can find the Inside Advantage option there that'll get you those tickets. And Paul, you'll help them out with that too, right?
Well, Infusionsoft is going to cover the 12 tickets. So they're going to pay for it. So that's nice. Thanks to Infusionsoft for doing that.
And if you want to know more, 416-444-PROS, that's 7767. Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We'll talk to you next week. News on its way next with Brianna Carnegie, Talk Radio AM 640.